welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith. And today we'll finish up a few remaining thoughts on the subject of consecration and share some scripture with you as well. You know, it's one thing just to seek the Lord and to pray a prayer of surrender or consecration, but it's a whole other thing beyond saying that prayer to make a practical and actual thing of it. In other words, you know, it's not just going through the motions of saying a prayer, but it's making the act of consecration actual and real. In days past, you know, we'd all have to admit we've not ordered our lives according to the way we should because we say Jesus is Lord. But when truly, and I'll have, you know, in my own life, I've known this, it has really been a process. When He is Lord of your life as well as your Savior, your desire will be to do the will of God. That is, I delight to do thy will, O my God, thy law is within my heart. And when we truly are consecrated, truly in love with Jesus and worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth as He so desires, then we will enter into a realm that everything we do, not just our actions, but even our thoughts, our attitude, will be presenting them to the Lord, as it were, and desiring to, if we imagine Jesus physically present, would we do that thing? Would we say that thing? That's perhaps a good way to look at a practical application. And as you serve Him, beloved, in complete surrender and dedication, and it's something that's an ongoing process, He who conquered death will lead you in triumph over any temptation and through every battle as you yield to His wisdom, to His guidance, and to His irresistible power. In fact, all that we need ever is found in Christ and through Him if we would but yield ourselves to Him. And it is a time that we come to a place in Jesus that we renounce everything of this world. And of course, I'm not speaking the things, the natural things He's created, but I'm talking about the natural world mentality, the things they seek after, the things they strive after, so that we need to renounce that. You know, it's in the Word, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. So we by will, by action, by our words, renounce everything of this world so that we can possess everything. Beloved, this Jesus has so much for us. The Father is a good Father. He withholds no good thing from them who walk uprightly before Him. And this process of consecration or surrender, if you will, is just an ongoing work of sanctification and maturity. It's going on into perfection. And what Christ wants in our lives is a life of constant response and obedience and fellowship with Him, to His commands, to His leading, to His wishes. That simply is what consecration is. And so in consecrating our lives and surrendering ourselves to Him anew and afresh, it's also involves our time, everything that we have. Think about that. Time is one of the most important gifts that we have. Our time on this earth is very limited. Some people live just a short time. Some die as children. Some live to advanced age. But regardless of God's plan for us, we should make the very best of the time that God has given to us. And that's also true of our talents. I know those who have been wonderfully gifted, but they really weren't willing to surrender that talent, that gifting to the Lord. And so whatever our resources, not only should Christ have dominion over our physical body, our time, our spirit, of course, but our resources, our money as well. And, you know, the people, you know, Jesus said, he made it simple. He said, you can't serve God and mammon. And the spirit of mammon is what controls people of the world. They're after fame, they're after influence, they're after power, and with all of that generally comes money, which is the power to do things in this world. And while money is certainly important, it's important we view whatever resources God has given us in terms of money, finances, time, resources, the ability to encourage, whatever he has given us in terms of giftings, we have to be willing to say, Lord, make opportunities so that I can be a good steward over all that you have given me. And of course, in the realm of finances, that, you know, it certainly isn't everything, but it does have the power to multiply man's opportunities for the Lord. We are trustees, if you will, of the resources, the money that we have. In no sense are we sole proprietors. We are trustees. We are stewards, not simply of a tenth to give to the Lord, but all that we have, all that we possess. I've had people ask, well, there's tithing isn't mentioned in the New Testament. Well, everything we have really belongs to the Lord. Christ cannot be called the Lord of a man's life if he is not at the same time Lord of all that he is. And so, beloved, we need to understand that if we are willing to do this, there is a tremendous release and rest that will come. We can cease from striving, cease from our own efforts. When we try to control things in our lives, try to figure things out, it can be very frustrating. It's upsetting. Things don't go the way we want them to go. We don't see prayer answered in the way that we think it should be answered, in the time fashion that we think it should be answered. And we're really trying to run our own lives. And we can't do that. While it's good to be strong, I mean, it's like a father and mother with a child. When they're young, there's things have to be done for them, but as they grow, they're given increased responsibilities, and it's good for them to be independent, to the sense that to grow in those personal resources of character and reliability, so that when they mature, they are able to go out into the world. They're able, if that's God's will, for them to marry and raise a family and to pursue whatever career they would have or whatever God would have for them. That's an important thing. But ultimately, when it comes to the Lord, all that we have is his. And God wants us to bring us into that place. Sometimes we try so hard, we just resist surrendering. But if we surrender, there's a tremendous release that will come to us. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, in your struggling and in your wrestlings, you have done nothing but tire and exhaust and wear yourself out. The Lord would say, allow me, as your Lord, to truly be Lord of your life and to orchestrate and to allow my timing in the events of your life. I have asked in my word, and I ask you now, to cease from your efforts. Those who are weary and heavy laden, have I not said, come unto me, and I, even I, will give you rest. There is no rest to the wicked, but to my beloved, to my chosen ones, there are times of refreshing, and there is a pervasive and ongoing rest, a peace that will pass all understanding. No matter what is going on around you, there is a peace knowing that your life, your times are in my hands. Therefore, rest in the knowledge of my great love for you, that I am working in your life. I will continue to work. I am moving to answer your prayers as I see fit, says the Lord. Rejoice and know that my love covers you. I will not withhold any good thing as you walk uprightly before me. Trust in me, praise me, and give into my hands all that is most precious to you. Even as Abraham was required to sacrifice his son Isaac, I wanted to see his heart, and he proved it as he raised the knife. But of course, he did not need to sacrifice his son. I only wanted his willingness, and that is what I ask of my people, that you would be willing to surrender all that you hold dear into my hands, knowing that I will keep that which you have given me with my power, my love, and my strength, and you shall rejoice in that which I shall do for you, says the Lord. Oh, beloved, praise God. Lord, we do that. You know, there's a time that we can enter into his rest. I won't have the time to read all the scriptures, but in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, it talks about God did rest the 7th day from his works. And it says in verse 6, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter in, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. He said in David, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. Therefore, there remaineth a rest to the people of God. For he that entered into rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall at the same example of unbelief. Beloved, he desires our full satisfaction, our contentment, our happiness, our joy, as we follow his example. Let us do the will of God and be surrendered to the will of God, even as Jesus was to the Father, for such the Father seeketh. Praise God. Well, beloved, I love you with all my heart. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. And if you want to rehear a broadcast, go to our website or email at unveilchrist.org. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.